Am I happy? You know, you're the first person to have asked me that question directly. The others never dared. The other interviewers, I mean. They never dared because they were frightened I might say yes, and they wanted the answer to be no. They would come with their tape recorders and their notepads, take down everything I said, then go home and patch it together. Elizabeth Lightfoot, author of over 100 romantic novels, translated into more than 30 languages, with world sales topping the 10 million mark, lives lonely in the medieval village of St. Paul, some 20 miles inland from Nice. From the windows of her castle, she looks out at the distant blue of the sea and dreams up yet another best-selling romance. But is she happy? And so on and so on. That's why I stopped giving interviews. I'm tired of being told that because I'm rich and successful, I must be unhappy. I am not unhappy, whatever they may think. Envy. It's all envy, really. Shall we move over to the window seat and have tea? I shan't offer you anything stronger. I never drink during the day. It does harm to the brain, and very little at night. An occasional glass of wine with Harry over dinner. He's allowed 2 glasses, no more. He grumbles, of course, but he knows it's for his own good. None of my heroines drink. None. Not my heroes. They have their own inner strength, you see. That's their appeal.
Multiple choice questions. Number 1. Who is Elizabeth Lightfoot? Number 2. Why doesn't Elizabeth Lightfoot like being interviewed? Number 3. What does Elizabeth Lightfoot think of drinking? Number 4. What can we infer from the passage about Harry? Number 5. What does Elizabeth Lightfoot achieve in her life?